So we're almost there. We are almost there. I just received a notification that my divorce paperwork has been received, and now they're just gonna have to make sure that I signed in all the right places, which I definitely did, and it'll be submitted to the courts. And so I'm very happy that this is gonna be done, and it's been a lot. I mean, it's been a lot since the beginning of my stroke. You know, I remember I thought I wasn't going to be able to get out of rehab because there was threats of not being my caretaker. I remember being left on the stairs. Oh, that's Armani crying in the background. Don't cry, baby. It's all good. I remember being left on the stairs by my entire family. Well, my daughter wasn't there, so the boys and her, they didn't want to help me to get up the stairs. I remember being made to go home by myself, you know, with a cane, because there was a fight about money, but they made me go home by myself. And while they sat and gave $200 in tip money, you know, to the wait staff, I remember my daughter taking me to the bank, to two banks at midnight in the streets of downtown Sacramento, because they didn't want to make a transfer of funds to prevent me from having a check bounce. Now, I remember the lies. I remember the deceit. I remember just being left behind. And now it's all finally going to end. And I'm happy that it is, because now my life can move on. I won't have to deal with the threats of being ruined financially. I won't have to deal with the threats of the little I have being taken away from me. And I won't have to deal with the infidelity because it's almost over. And I can move on with my life. So I'm very happy. And my plan is to go back east, back home with my family and be with them. So today's a happy day. I plan on writing my book to describe what I've been through in more detail, because it's been a lot. And seeing that message is like most of the weight being lifted off of my shoulders. And now I can move on from this terrible ordeal. And people may listen to my podcast and think that I'm trying to get revenge. I'm just telling my story, and it's my story to tell. So, I mean, I didn't make people do these things to me. It was done to me. And I didn't ask to be treated this way. I was treated this way. So, God is so good, and I'm thankful to Him because, you know, He gave me a new lease on life, and all I need is Him. I don't need anybody else. Like I said, I'm not looking for anyone. I don't want to be with anyone. The only people I want to be with is my family and for those friends who love me. So I look forward to going back east, and I look forward to, you know, this coming to an end. And I expect that there's going to be some pushback because the stuff I have in my divorce may not be agreed to, but, you know, it would be dumb. Because, you know, they just got a promotion, and which means a raise. So if you contest it, then you're running the risk of, you know, me getting even more. And like I said before, it's God's decision on what I get, and whatever He decides, I'm gonna accept it. I'm gonna move on with my life. So you know, I felt some type of way when this all happened, the promotion, because I felt like, you know, good things was happening to bad people, and I'm a good person, and other things were happening to me. I also just found out that my case, as far as negligence, on the part of Kaiser, is not founded, so I can't pursue that case. They didn't see anything wrong with how they treated me. There was risk in my surgery, and I knew the risk. And the thing I get is comfort in knowing that they did everything they could, and they saved my life, and it wasn't their fault. So I found comfort in that. But that's over, and I'm done with that. And I thought it was gonna turn out differently, but it didn't. So I'm okay with that. I'm just happy that it's finally over. And I don't have to focus on that. The only thing I need to focus on is getting better. And I also found out that I don't have to do physical therapy anymore, because they said everything that I'm doing here is helping, and I don't need to go to them anymore. I don't need to go to speech therapy anymore, because what I'm doing at home is helping me. So those are some really good things that has happened. And I look forward to getting my divorce settled, because there's more to this story, and more which I won't reveal on this podcast. You know, there's more that will be revealed to a judge if it comes to that, you know, if the divorce is contested. And I just look forward for it to be over. I look forward to my recovery, and I look forward to seeing my family again, and I look forward for this coronavirus to be done, and I look forward to someday getting the vaccine. I'm waiting for that off also. So the next time I come is when my paperwork is finalized, or if I find out that it's going to be contested. So everyone have a blessed day, and thank you for listening.